Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
It's Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm just shaking in my boots. The spookiness of this month has got me already.
Here you are. What? It is Hashtag Dorktober 3, Season of the Witch.
Dorktober 3.
It's our fourth October, I believe, or Dorktober. But really, that first year, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just young kids then. We had no idea what we were doing.
Just
trying to make it into this podcasting world. So
yeah.
Dorktober 3, we have a bunch of stuff in store, all horror-themed. We also have a Venom movie review next week. But I feel like that kind of fits. That'll work.
It's spooky. He's kinda, a spooky character.
He's a scary-looking individual. So we have a whole S-load to get to, Ryan. So what do you say we just get right into the news?
Huh? Please do.
Did you see the new Creed 2 trailer?
I did.
Michael B. Jordan seems to be in great shape.
He does. And what's his name? The new Drago kid. I believe his name is
Victor. He's a real boxer.
Victor Drago.
He's
a real boxer. And that guy is yoked.
Yeah.
He's a mountain of a man.
Who do you think wins that bout?
I think, you know, with Adonis losing the last fight, it's like Rocky. He lost in the first one.
Yeah,
but he has to win. He has to win.
That was just a lot of Michael B. Jordan training. I mean, there's going to be a lot of sweet training stuff.
What's he doing out in the desert? You don't have to do that.
I don't know. I mean, just trying to get a good sweat in, I guess.
Or maybe they're playing, you know.
Dry air is what it is.
It's a dry heat is what I'm
dry, told. Yeah, it's a dry heat.
So he's working out in the desert, and you get Victor Drago who's working out in the cold. So would you rather work out in the hot or in the cold?
Can I pop the top if it's hot?
No, you got to put on clothes.
I got to put clothes on. Yeah, that is a dilemma.
That's another time.
Maybe they'll discuss it during the film.
Maybe they will. Whose training was better? I trained in the heat. Well, I trained in the cold, and who got more out of it?
Because wouldn't this be the case? If you hated heat, wouldn't it make sense to train in the heat?
Yeah, you train in hate.
It's right. Fuels you. Yeah,
yeah,
I think
exactly.
I think it would fuel them. So we're looking forward to that. We also got the X-Men Dark Phoenix trailer. And actually, let me take it back. Let me do that one again. We got the Dark Phoenix trailer.
Yes.
I think they got rid of the X-Men in that.
They got rid of the X-Men in it.
Ugh, that can't be a good sign. Even the X-Men are embarrassed in this movie.
If you look at the logo, they have the X, which is like it looks like an X-Men X in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Which they're just trying to play it off that way, like trying to be like clever about it.
So this POS, I'm going to say it right now.
You can say it right now.
It got pushed back again because I think when they first announced the trailer, they're like, oh, coming in February. And then like a day later, they're like, we meant June. So this thing's not coming out until June 7th of 2019. It was supposed to come out this year. It was supposed to come out November, right?
Yeah. And then it got pushed back.
It was a 2018 movie. And then they didn't even know if they were going to release it because of the Disney and Fox stuff. But they have the big name actors still in it. And Sansa as Jean Grey or the Phoenix. It looks pretty terrible, though.
It looks just good and awful, you know?
And, like, why watch this?
Again, like you said, why watch this? I mean, it's pointless. Like, why? It's the same thing. Like, I think you said it last week. It's the same thing as, like, why watch the Flashpoint movie? Why watch Aquaman? Why watch Wonder Woman 2? Like, they don't matter anymore.
And I think part of it is, like, the MCU has really spoiled us where, like, you're so bought into, like, a shared universe.
Yeah.
So maybe not every movie has to be like that, but still, like, the Dark Phoenix, it's like, where are we going with this?
And like, well, not only that, but like you said, now with Fox being part of Disney and Kevin Feige taking over the X-Men franchise, like, this doesn't matter anymore.
Like, no,
this
it does
whole,
not.
This whole cast does not matter, which is unfortunate, but that's just show business, baby.
Is that going to be a standalone episode?
It has to be. We've done it for the rest of them. We have to. We painted ourselves into that corner.
All right, here you go. Here's the real question. Will it be better than X-Men Apocalypse? That movie was just a nothing movie. It was just a nothing.
I had zero reaction to that movie watching it.
You couldn't really hate it, but you certainly couldn't like it. It was just a movie.
is just a movie that got made, you know? So,
I think this will be better, because at least they're trying to do like the Dark Phoenix story. So I think it might be better, but it's not going to be very good.
Which you can't do that in one movie, I don't think, you know?
Yeah, maybe not.
One shot. You tried it with Last Stand. You can't do that.
Whew, that did not work either. So anyway, that's coming out. This is, speaking of trailers, Ryan, what do you think about the comedy that comes out later this year from the team that brought you Step Brothers, from the team that brought you Talladega Nights? I bring you Holmes and Watson. Holmes and Watson. No,
no, I does not look good for me, dog. That's going to be a no for me, dog. Even though we drafted it, we drafted it in the movie draft, didn't we?
I took it in the movie draft because I thought, you know, Step Brothers is amazing.
It is.
Talladega Nights is amazing. Had its moment. Yeah, you know what? Maybe even amazing. This movie. All right, well, first of all, it's Ferrell and John C. Reilly, so I think it will actually be funny.
It will. They will have some funny parts.
There'll be funny parts in it.
Yeah.
They did like a scene in the trailer where like they're getting attacked by bees. And I'm like, how many movies has that been in?
Not only that, there was a moment where a young child looked up at Will Ferrell playing Sherlock Holmes and she said, "No shit, Sherlock."
That's correct. That made the trailer.
Like this, people are going to want to see this if we put that in there like that. Like somehow that was clever enough to put in there.
Are you about this film?
I'm not concerned about it. I will not lose a moment's sleep over it, just knowing that it's going to be just an absolute dumpster fire.
I don't think that's not going to be a standalone for us.
It's not going to be. It's going to be a line, and we're going to be like, this movie came out this week. It did poorly.
And next, here's the Rotten Tomatoes. Here's the box office and the next thing.
Moving on.
This is an interesting one, though, Ryan. Also, we got another trailer for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. A lot going on here. We already knew that Nicolas Cage was going to be in there as Spider-Noir. How about John Mulaney as Spider-Hog?
Spider-Ham. That was a pleasant surprise. And people were very quick. People look at these things and they caught the advanced suit from the Spider-Man video game in the trailer. If you look in one of them, you can see it. Nods to the Raimi movies. There's mentions of other things. There's a lot of Easter eggs in this, which should be good. It's going to be like an Easter egg fest for Spider-Man fans.
I think it'll be cool. I'm curious to see how it's going to do in the box office, because it's like that kind of, it's like a different type of like animation.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, is it like just kids, or they're going to be like comic book, like adult fans going to this too? Like, I don't really know exactly. I mean, it's definitely skewed towards kids, but I wonder how well it's going to do.
Well, not only that, but like coming off the heels of the video game, like you have this whole Spider-Verse where that absolutely helps. And I like the fact that Jake Johnson's Peter Parker is like a bum. Like he's just like, you know what I mean? Like he's just like which is nice. It fits in with the character nicely, but it's nice that Miles Morales is kind of in the spotlight for this one. So I'm excited for that.
That is good. That is cool. So sort of speaking of Spider-Man, our next episode is going to be on Venom, and we already know that it's PG-13, which we were not happy to hear.
Not thrilled.
Tom Hardy had to walk back some comments. Tom Hardy said something in an interview about how the 40 best minutes that he thought did not make it into the movie. And then so he was asked about it on the red carpet, and he had this whole like backpedaling thing where he's like, no, he's like, you know, we had 7 hours of content and it was all great and stuff that I love to do as an actor, you know, but everything that I wanted to, or like the movie, everything for the story is in it and the movie's great and blah, 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 blah. This is probably going to be terrible, isn't it?
It's probably going to be bad. And I'm disappointed. I'm going into it with like the base level, like the lowest expectations I can have, hoping that I can find one or two scenes or like maybe a half hour, 40 minutes of something that I actually want to watch. But like you said, I mean, you could read this a number of ways. You know, Tom Hardy, again, I feel like this is another Jared Leto Joker thing where he put a lot into this and then they kind of screwed him on the back end.
Well, it's like we're already getting an excuse, like already it feels like.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure this would have been a better movie as an R-rated movie. And I'm sure they had to walk it back. They had to walk it back to the PG-13, which meant some really cool stuff has to get cut, which sucks. And I'm disappointed. And I hope it's not as bad as people are saying. I'm reading stuff that's like Tom Hardy's just like bizarrely awesome in this, and you know, I don't know if that's enough. I'm sad. I'm sad by this news.
I purposely try to avoid most of the reviews because people have already seen it. And let's just say they're negative.
They are negative. And I did read that there is a post-credit scene. So stick around for the post-credit scene.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Good to know. Other movie news here, Ryan. We mentioned how Birds of Prey is going to be coming out in 2020. That, of course, is going to be Harley Quinn. Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn is going to be in this.
Mm-hmm.
They casted two more roles, two more very important roles, both Birds of Prey, as it were. The Huntress is going to be played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who here's a warm take for you, Ryan. Top 5 to 10 actress in the game today.
She's strong. Everything she does is strong. They're quite strong.
She is very good. She is very, very good.
She saved the last season of Fargo.
Correct. Best part by far.
Yep, she was the best.
There's a lot of big-time actors in that. Yep. She dominated that. She was awesome.
Absolutely.
So she's going to play Huntress. And then you remember the girl who played Jess Merriweather in Friday Night Lights?
Which one's Jess?
So Jess was the one that was like, she ended up with Landry, but she was like kind of with Michael B. Jordan's Vince Howard,
okay,
the girl in season 4 and 5.
Yep, okay.
She was also in True Blood, but she was cast as Black Canary.
Not Becky, right? She wasn't Becky.
No, not Becky. It was Becky Sproles.
Yeah,
no, Jess Merriweather was the one that ended up. Remember, she ended up coaching.
Yes, yes, she was like the one. She coached. Her father owned the barbecue place.
Yeah. So yeah. She's playing Black Canary. So I guess they still have some more casting to go. But Margot Robbie and her and Mary Elizabeth Winstead, that's pretty good. If nothing,
that's a good cast. That's a good cast for sure.
Did you see the poster for The Boys, which is coming to Amazon Prime in 2019?
Yeah, we tweeted it out. I'm a little disappointed. I'm happy that who is it? Guy Pearce? Not Guy Pearce. What's it? What's his name? The guy who played Dredd. Kyle Eben, as they would say in the bonuses. Yeah, he looks great. I'm a little upset that Simon Pegg was unavailable for this, even though
that's too bad.
What's his name? Pee-wee and the thing. Like he was.
Yeah, that's him.
It's him. It's drawn to be him. So it's a little disheartening that he's not in it. But I'm guessing Amazon's trying to pick up steam. The Amazon has some good shows. Sneaky Pete season 1 is really good. I'm like halfway through season 2. It's pretty good. But they get some good stuff from Amazon.
This will be good. And Seth Rogen's behind this too.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously bring Preacher to AMC. So Preacher and The Boys are two of the best comics. So Seth Rogen, if nothing else, has very good taste in graphic novels.
He's got Garth Ennis in his back pocket for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Did you see the Hellboy poster with David Harbour from Stranger Things?
Just ripped,
He's a big man.
The mountain of a guy. Man.
Oh, woo. Big horns. The horns on him?
Big horns on him.
You know what they say about a guy with big horns?
Big stone fist.
Yeah. Did he lose a hand there? What happened?
How many years over under before he starts trying to steal G&Ts from Foxwoods? Like Perlman.
Five.
Just a peek behind the curtain. We went to Comic-Con for the first year, and the waitress at Ryan's Deli was trying to, was telling us that Ron Perlman was trying to get a free bar tab.
It was all about trying to get free drinks there.
Yeah.
I think David Harbour would actually get free drinks, though, because he seems like the man.
He kind of does. He's got that little dance move he does.
And he does that thing on Twitter where he's like, people are like, hey, you know, would you officiate my wedding? And he's like, yeah, if you get 50,000 retweets. And then they do get 50,000 retweets. And then he goes and officiates their wedding.
Did you see something? Cool. This is a completely tangential thing. But you've ever heard of like these adult summer camps you can go to? Where there's like camp, no counselors. It's like you go to like, you show up at like a summer camp with like a group of adults and you can just like do summer camp stuff.
Is it like a swingers type of situation?
No. It's kind of like, kind of like a sandals resort, but for like the lame. Anyway.
No, I've obviously never heard of that because it's something I would never do.
You would not go to summer camp with like a group of adults and just like slip and slide and jet water ski and like hit the blob. You wouldn't do that.
I'd like to hit the blob, obviously, but I don't know if I want to go to a summer camp with sleep a bunch of strangers.
Oh, yeah.
I got a house now. I don't need to sleep in a cabin.
Anyway, so they made some joke that Macaulay Culkin was going to be there for the week, like hanging out with people. And he was like, joke's on you. I'm actually coming. And they're like, ha, ha, ha. And then he actually showed up for the week and like hung out with people.
He seems like an odd duck, too.
What else is he doing? You know, so he's fine.
Not much.
Summer camp.
Isn't he in a band where all they do is sing about pizza?
Yeah, they're called like, and the name of the like pizza is like in like Pizza Patrol, or so it's like some weird band name or something.
And like every song's about pizza.
Yeah.
right?
Which is an interesting take. I mean, I like pizza, but
I haven't heard it yet. I don't listen to a lot of Joe Rogan podcasts, but like every time I have, obviously it's great. It's like the best. It's like the number one podcast in the world. Mm-hmm. But Culkin, I think, was on there not too long ago. Probably pretty interesting.
Yeah, I could give that a listen.
Last bit of news here. I have Ryan, The Ringer. Actually, our buddy Chris Scheim, Scheim Time, was the one that tweeted this to us. But The Ringer had an article. It actually pretty interesting stuff. It was about horror movies, and it was the premise was actually that here's the title: Introducing the Horror Oscars, the 40 best scary movies since Halloween. So they're saying, obviously, with the new Halloween coming out this year, it was 1978 that the first Halloween came out. So it takes every year and it says what the best horror movie was, and then it has the four runner-ups. So basically, like, if you could nominate five horror movies every single year.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good jumping off point for both, you know, today's article or today's topic, horror movies since 2010. But if you just even want to scroll through, and I mean, we could even do like a side, like a YouTube thing where we kind of go through and say if we agree or disagree. I think it's pretty good. I don't want to do it now, good. But no, like, yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
That's good stuff. I can't believe right, the Halloween is 40 years old.
Yeah, that's nuts, right?
It's nuts. Yeah, that's nuts to me.
40 years Ooh. Old.
Yeah.
I'm Sally O'Malley. I'm 50 years old. I like to kick. I like to stretch. And I like to kick.
I'm 50.
50 years old.
All right, Ryan, let's get to your news.
Hit it.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
We got a lot of news this week, Richard, as a matter of fact. So I just want to I'm going to go fast because we lot big news today. I said it in the group chat with all the different podcasts, with the Triforce podcast, to met with mixed results. So it turns out that there was this new game footage that was released. It was attributed to Rocksteady Games. Then that was walked back and it said it was Avalanche Games. Those are responsible for the Mad Max game. And it turns out that there is an open world RPG Harry Potter game on the way.
I'm in, I think.
I looked at the GIF that had all the animations on it. It kind of looked good. I'm kind of in
on
it.
You know it's an incredible world, right?
Yeah.
Like the world is already built up, so there's going to be a lot of things you can do. Now, maybe some of it will go over my head because I never read the books. I saw every single movie, though.
But what if you could, like, tailor what kind of magic you do? You know what I mean? Like, what if you're, like, the animal guy? Or what if you do, like, the dark arts? Or what if you do, like...
I want to be... Oh, yeah, if you can change character. Like, hopefully, if you're just Harry Potter...
No, you create your character. It's like, it looked like it was a character creation page.
Oh, so like the South Park games,
kind of. Yeah, so you're, like, a completely unique character.
What if I want to be Luna Lovegood?
Then you probably have to create her in the game.
She was great. She was my favorite character.
She was an oddball, huh? She was an oddball.
Yeah, but she meant well, I thought.
You think she did? Good heart. She loved
really, her. Really, like a big heart. Yeah,
I thought she was Hagrid. Really sweet. Just wrangling.
You want to be Hagrid?
Yeah.
Actually, was Hagrid the big giant?
Yeah, with the beard.
Remember his dog?
Yeah,
that dog was sweet. I was like, I think that's a Neapolitan Mastiff.
You're right on with that. All right, so that was good. And then, it was like, well, no, it wasn't Rocksteady, and Rocksteady has been working on a Justice League game that takes place in the Arkham universe. That's their big project. They're like, no, it wasn't them. They're working on that, which, again, sounds okay.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. And so first of all, the Spider-Man game has way more Easter eggs than any other game I think has ever had. But Arkham Knight, remember, they had a few things. I think there was like a Queen Consolidated building.
Yep.
There was like a Superman billboard. There was
like buildings for like in Arkham Knight. There was like a Luthor, like.
There was Lex Luthor stuff.
Yeah.
I think was there like a Ferris Airport, right, which is where Green Lantern and like so there was some nods. So like the idea that it was a bigger universe.
Yeah, they mentioned there. Bloodhaven a bunch of times.
Yeah.
So it is a bigger world. So if they're working on that, that's great.
That's pretty sweet.
It came out that Red Dead Redemption 2 is a minuscule 105 gigabytes. For your PlayStation 4, that game is massive. And just to give you a point of reference, Grand Theft Auto 5, which was a massive game, was 76 gigs.
I'm going to have to delete like half my library.
Everything. off your PlayStation to play that game.
We have nothing left on there.
Which is too bad, but I'm still playing it anyway.
Hey, you want to play Overwatch? But can't. Don't have it on the game. Can't fit it anymore.
So speaking of Overwatch, so new Halloween level coming. They teased it out. I think it's coming today or tomorrow.
Oh, because we played last night. It was nothing. It was Bupkis.
So I think that's either today or tomorrow or the end of the week.
That's fun.
I have a couple things. Just a tidbit. If you guys are looking to play some really good horror games this month, since it is Dorktober, I would recommend Outlast, any of the Dead Space games, Until Dawn, Limbo, or The Last of Us are my top five.
Very good. By the way, Friday the 13th, free right now on PS4
Pro. It is free, and which leads me to my next point. Great segue, Richard. The stream that we're going to be doing this month, I'm going to start tonight with a game called Little Nightmares, which is a little indie game that's supposed to got rave reviews. We will be playing Friday the 13th. We will be playing Halloween Overwatch. I will start Outlast 2, and maybe if we have time, Evil Within 2. So I have all of those things lined up and ready
to
go.
Hell yeah. Sounds good.
Sad news for, I have to do the Fortnite news because I'm obligated to. So with their new update, they had a weird booby animation where you would do a dance and the boobies would shake all around. And people were very upset about it, that the boobies were moving around. So they took that out so that you can't see you jiggly boobs anymore in Fortnite, which is just too bad.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? You're not hurting anybody.
Not hurting anybody, you know, but whatever.
But all right.
Fortnite's Fortnite. It's a juggernaut. Mega Man 11 came out today. I have not played it yet. I plan on playing it.
It is
a Mega Man game through and through. Yeah. It's getting like pretty good reviews. Like not great, but not like a must play.
All right.
FIFA came out last week, so people can pretend to like soccer again or pretend to know about soccer.
Ronaldo. Ronaldo's in the news too.
Is he?
Yeah, bad stuff. I think there's like an old sexual assault coming back.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey is on the way. I don't see the appeal of it. Yeah, but it's getting rave reviews. People are saying it's the best of the series. At least
I love the series, but I feel like I'm done with it.
Yeah,
I play a lot of hours of Assassin's Creed.
Like you did. Telltale Games, we just closed the door surprisingly last week. I don't think we mentioned it on the pod. I think it happened like right after. They are now being sued by all of their former employees. Apparently you have to let people know if you're going to close your doors. That would be nice, right? If people kind of
gave you a heads up. Angry on Twitter. Yeah. Understandably. No.
Yeah. So they were just told they were not told. So oops. And the best news I got, Richard, I saw this, it came out as an announcement since, Facebook, as you know, owns Oculus. And one of the things that held us back from going the VR route was all of the wires and everything that came associated with VR. And it's a bit of a mess to deal with. Right. Oculus, the Rift, is now the competitor, the companion to the Oculus Rift is the Oculus Quest, which is now the price point of that is $399. And it's completely wireless. And it comes with. So
what are my money bags?
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to get in on the VR, I think I have to. Have you seen that Beat Saber game? It's like Guitar Hero, but you have like lightsabers. Yeah, I'm buying a VR rig just for that. I got to get in on
are
it,
you?
But right. I have to.
But, actually, you know that I think you would really, if we could get you twitching VR.
Oh yeah.
That would probably be the best thing going.
Well, that's what I want to do. And it's completely wireless. The rig is completely wireless.
Man.
I am you
look like a lunatic.
I would have the camera set up where you could like you would just like see the back of me, and you would have like so you'd half of it would be like me like, and half of it would be like the screen like what yeah, I see.
You're Star Wars kid in the garage.
Exactly,
now.
It's like exactly that's what I look like. And who yeah, that is as far as I'm concerned, that's must see TV.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They'll set your alarm for that.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Good. So that's it for me. That's a lot of news. I threw a lot
that's
of news
a lot
at
of
you.
Stuff, Ryan.
Yeah. Hopefully that was more well, than Ryan. Just like minimally informative or. Adequately informative. Oh,
what did she say? Marginally informative.
Mm.
When we had that big write up on us a while ago.
Yeah, I didn't want to be too bro, but
we were very bro.
We do appreciate the people in Twin City Geeks did take the time to review our podcast.
It was a positive review, though.
Super positive review. Yeah,
yeah.
We had fun with it.
We did. Hey, that's what we do here. Hey, we're just a couple of guys keeping it loose. I like to have a loose clubhouse. Is what I like to do. Ryan, are you ready for the topic du jour?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What?
No, it's the topic of the day.
Oh, nice.
And today, to kick off hashtag Dorktober 3 Season of the Witch, we are going horror movies since 2010. Of course, last year, and you can check the archives on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, Last October, if you missed it, we did our top 50 horror movies of all time. So there's really a lot of, you know, ones from the 80s, 70s, even some from before that. So that's why we're taking like a sort of a different little turn at it here. These are your more recent horror movies. We're going to be, for the most part, spoiler free, because maybe you haven't seen all these. Again, some of them came out last month. Some of them came out 8 years ago. So there's a wide gap here. But we're going to sort of, rather than doing a ranking of it, a little bit more conversational, we're going to do best, worst, sleepers, overrated, and then maybe some that we haven't seen yet that we would like to see. And with lists like these are great to tweet us at Dork Podcast, email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Ones that you really like that you want us to see, because I'm looking for movies to see all month long. I am desperately looking for movies all month long. So
I'm super jealous of Rossi's plan to watch 31 horror movies in 31 days. That is a great plan.
And so I'm going to try to catch up with him during the week and just post little updated videos at Dork Podcast on Twitter.
Or whatever you're watching, just live tweet it. Like, that should be like, your thing.
What do you have? So last night, Rossi, the producer of Dale and Keefe, he kicked things off with Child's Play 2, which I thought was an odd choice considering there are thousands of horror movies to choose from.
Do you know there are 7 Child's Play movies?
Yeah. Well, I guess if you count all the Chucky's now,
yeah,
right?
Like, there are like 7 of them. After. Isn't that crazy?
That seems high. Yeah.
It seems high. It's not. But like, I was looking at
There's more Chucky movies than Scream movies.
Yeah, and I was looking on Amazon today, and there's a box set of Child's Play movies, and there's 7 of them.
I don't think I liked any of them.
I think I liked the first one, but I was young. I didn't know any better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you were just a young pup of a guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, that scares you when you're a kid. Like, dolls coming to life scares
dolls.
You.
Dolls. You know? Oh, dolls can be scary. I mean, there's definitely some scary dolls, like Annabelle's.
You know what tripped me out is, like, that came out around the time is like I was watching commercials. Remember they had that thing, My Buddy? My Buddy.
That's what it was.
It was basically that.
Just, it was My Buddy.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, let's start with the best ones. We'll kick it back and forth with some of our best. So when I ask you, I'm like, give me some horror movies since 2010.
Yep.
What ones jump to mind?
The first one that jumps out of my mind, obviously, is going to be Get Out. Like, obviously, many would say probably the best horror movie in the past, like, 20 years. I didn't say that. I think it's good.
I do not think it's that good. I think it's started to get a little overboard with Get Out.
I think
I was a little bit. By the way, I liked it. Yeah. It's on my list, but it's not in my top 5.
I would say, but since 2010, I very much enjoyed this movie. I thought Jordan Peele did a really good job. I thought it was super. Yes. It was clever. It was very well done, very well shot. The subject matter was topical, but felt real. You know what I mean? And it was just
crazy. They did a good job, yeah.
I almost want to say it was like too good to be a horror movie, but it's definitely has horror elements.
How dare you besmirch the horror community like that?
I'm not, but you get what I'm saying. Like, it was an Oscar-level movie, and you typically – horror movies don't get Oscar buzz, and this one was all over the place.
It did. It got nominated. Yeah. It got nominated. Did not win. Here's my question. Was it too much like The Stepford Wives?
It
didn't have a lot of people drew that
comparison to it. It definitely
he
had
even
that
said,
vibe.
Jordan Peele even said in an interview that he was really inspired by Stepford Wives, and it had a lot. Listen, I think it was really good, but I have a handful that I would watch and recommend ahead of that.
Right,
but it's still worth mentioning here.
It's definitely one of the best horror movies in the past 8 or 9 years. So
yes. So, good one to start with. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with maybe the best since 2010. That would be The Conjuring.
Yeah, and this was on my list too. And as far as you and I have a little bit, the reason I love doing horror movies with you, you and I have very different tastes when it comes to horror movies. Like, yes. I like the more psychological thriller kind of movies, and you, God love you, are like straight horror. Like, if it's just a straight horror movie, like balls to the wall, straight horror, like, that's your thing. And
give me a horror
movie. And The Conjuring is the best straight up horror movie in the past 10 years, hands down.
It's great. I thought they both, Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, I thought did a great job as Ed and Lorraine Warren, the paranormal investigators. So this is based on a true story. And again, with all those movies that start out with that, you can take it for a grain of salt, but this is like they said the same thing about Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This is more so like you can actually talk to these people. Like they're not changing the names, and you can ask them about these stories and they have stuff about this. So this is the one, you know, you got Ron Livingston in the house, and it's like the farmhouse. It's nuts. Like it's scary. And I was reading a review on it earlier, and it's, they're right. It like combines everything. Like there's jump scares, but then there's also like just like the whole story is scary, and it makes you like you're on edge while you're watching it. Really good, and it created its own universe as well, which obviously we like. They're, this is the best of the bunch, but they had a sequel to The Conjuring. There was two Annabelle movies, and of course Annabelle is at the very beginning of this Conjuring thing,
right?
And that's also true. Like the Warrens have a doll. I guess the doll does look different than that, but they have a doll that's in their case and all this stuff, and there's stories associated with it. Even The Nun, which I just saw recently, is in the Conjuring verse. So this one's great. Like this is, and you said that before we even started, this run, this 8-year run of horror movies, actually pretty damn good.
It's pretty
It'll good. Be interesting by the next year. So whatever, you know, comes out through 2019, you're probably going to be able to take this decade and stack it up with almost any other.
Yeah. And I mean, it continues from there. Like the next, we'll get into the next one. Don't Breathe is another one that like,
yeah, that's number two on my list.
Super suspenseful. And again, you think it has an awesome, if you haven't seen it yet, please do. It has an awesome like horror twist. Like you think it's just like a straight up thriller, but then about 3/4 of the way through the movie, there's like this awesome horror twist that happens.
What's also bizarre is like, 'cause so many horror movies are very formulaic. You're like, here's like the girl and hopefully she survives and like you're rooting for her. And oh, there's a really, really bad guy. Like what's going on? This one's different because the people that I think you're supposed to be rooting for, like break into a house. Like they're thieves.
Right.
So they break into a guy's house. So you're like, why am I rooting for them? Like, wouldn't I be on this guy's side?
Right.
And you're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not on this guy's side. And then it's just like the back and forth. So it was very unique, which, and we've talked about this before with horror movies. That is a tough thing to do. Like there are just so many remakes and so many movies that are just like this, like copycats, even if they're not the remake. Whereas Don't Breathe, I don't know what else you would compare it to.
No, like again, it kind of stepped, took things like a step further. It was nice. Yeah. And again, I knew of the movie, stayed away from it, 'cause I didn't want to know anything about it going into it. All horror movies, I do that more than any other movie where I just don't want to know about it. I just want to go into it fresh. Green Room I did. And I was unbelievably surprised at how good it was, 'cause people said it's good, but I was super surprised how good it was.
Oh, did you even introduce that one yet?
Which one?
You said Green Room.
I meant A Quiet Place.
Oh,
I'm looking at my list right now.
No, you said Don't Breathe.
That's what I meant. I meant Don't Breathe. Don't Breathe.
We'll clean that up in post.
Jesus, I'm looking at my list and I'm like jumping all over the place because they're not ordered.
You're like, I didn't know anything about. I'm like these are all good
these
ones.
These are all good ones. You keep it. Yeah, sorry. I'm talking about the movie Don't Breathe.
I'm talking about the movie Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah.
No, so Get Out. We started with from 2017, then The Conjuring, then Don't Breathe. These are all great, all well, highly recommended. You mentioned Green Room, so let's go to Green Room.
Yeah.
Another one, which was recommended to us a couple of years ago. It came out in 2015. Mm-hmm. It was a punk rock band is forced to fight for survival after witnessing a murder at a neo-Nazi skinhead bar.
Which you don't think sounds like a horror. That does not sound like a horror movie. It sounds like an action movie.
Yeah, you're like, all right, the punk rock band. You're like, all right, what's going on here? But it's not like Patrick Stewart is really good in it. And then Anton Yelchin is in this movie.
Yeah.
And this Mac from Mac and Goo has thoughts on Anton Yelchin. I'm going to save it. You can reach out to him.
Yeah,
and
you
ask
can
him
reach
about
out to
it,
him. It's not kind.
Pick of the pod, though, nonetheless.
Pick of the pod, nonetheless. Pick of the pod. Poor kid. Yelchin. Very talented kid. Just accident, you know, just a bad accident.
But some of the scenes, like the way it's set up, like with like the like this punk band, so you're with these kids for a little bit, and then they're in like that, it's like a dive bar type of situation, so it's already kind of like uneasy, like you're like, oh, this is kind of like it feels dirty already,
right?
But then as things go on and they're trying to basically just leave, like that's the premise. Like,
and that's,
there's a murder. We saw a murder. We want to leave.
And that's just it. Like, I love horror movies that do that well. Like Get Out does that well, where you're like, you're just in a house, just leave the house. But this is, there's something that like, there's this claustrophobic feeling like you're trapped, and that, heightens the tension a little bit. Like you can't just leave. You have to like fight your way out of there, which is a great little twist for any movie. You know, I love that trope.
Yeah. So that one's good. That one's really, that was kind of off the radar. So that was a really enjoyable one.
So check that one out.
Now you go. What do you
got? Now I go. And this one, again, we're split on this one. And this is, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
Correct.
I very much enjoyed the movie A Quiet Place. I very much did.
Stunk.
It did not stink. Sorry. It did not stink.
Sorry. You go ahead.
I think, while parts of it left me questioning, like, why didn't they just do this? You know what I mean?
Yep.
It felt real to me. The dynamic with the family, with John Krasinski, Emily Blunt. I mean, there's great scenes between them. I thought it was very well acted, and I thought it was a great modern monster movie. And that's exactly what I saw it as. I mean, I didn't see it as, you know, it's just a monster movie.
So you know what happens when – it can be anything. Like it definitely happens with movies and TV, but it could be something else, like some other sort of thing that's in either pop culture or just in fashion where you don't really like it. Like you don't hate it, but you don't really like it. Yeah. But then you keep hearing how great it is, and then it kind of pushes you into hating it. And like that sort of is what happened to me with this movie, because I saw it with my wife. Yeah. And we had already heard, I think at that point, it was like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. A couple of our friends had seen it, and they highly recommended it. So we're like, all right, here we go. And we see it in the theater. And it was definitely, as everybody said, sort of a weird theater environment. Like you couldn't even eat your popcorn. You couldn't eat anything because it was literally quiet for 95% of the entire movie. And then at the end, we're like, that was it. So my problem was, and again, I know this is new, so we're not going to spoil what happened. But just my point of it was, there was enough kind of stupid things like character choices that I was like, that's bullshit. Like why on earth would you do that? And if you were to do that, I am not rooting for you. So it got to the point where I was like, then screw these people.
Yeah. So you won't get in. I know exactly what you're talking about, but
yeah,
I think what plays into that is the first 5 minutes of the movie where that is just like probably the most,
yes,
you're just gutted after the first 5 minutes of that movie. It's just, how do you cope with that?
Logistics, and not everybody thinks about it as much as like, you know, we would or people who listen to this podcast would, but like some of the logistics of it. And so, you know, as you're playing out, you're like, all right, if this is the scenario, if this is the world that they live in now, how could certain things happen? How could certain things not happen? Right. Like just the way it would be communicated around the country. Like there's just certain things that I picked up on. And I'm like, that's why the fact that they're making a sequel to me is very bizarre.
I think that's a mistake.
Maybe quit while you're ahead. Yep. Like most people love this movie. I'm not one of them, but most people do. I don't know what you're going to get out of the sequel.
But Emily Blunt was fantastic in that movie. She was great.
I love Emily Blunt. She's very good.
Yeah. And like you said, there are some, and I, this doesn't spoil anything because you get the basic premise of the movie that there's monsters that are sensitive to sound and they'll come after you if you make a sound and whatever. But like if you have electricity, that means generators and your generators make noise. Where are the generators? Right. You know what I mean? It's stuff like that. But I looked past that because I was so wrapped into the idea of this family just trying to like live their life and go about after a tragedy, go about their life after in this horrible, horrible world. But
so we'll leave that. I think there. I could live, I don't know how well I would do, but I could live in a zombie apocalypse. Like I would be like, all right, we're going to figure a way to survive and we're going to fight these fuckers off. Then we're going to do whatever we can and just live. This one where like, you can't, like I can't make a noise.
Yeah. You're fucked. No, you're fucked. And I'm sorry for swearing, but you're fucked. You specifically.
I've fucked every which way but loose. Like there's no way I couldn't go 30 seconds without talking.
Yeah.
Like I would lose my mind. Like that's the one, all these post apocalyptic scenarios. I'm always like, oh, that'd be challenging. And I'd probably die quick in a lot of them, but at least I'd give it a go. Yeah. Like this one, I'd be like, forget it. I'll just go stand out there in the middle of the road and be like, I'm here. Or I'd do a Jennifer Love Hewitt. What are you waiting for? Oh, yeah.
And then you'd just be gone. just cease to exist.
That is it.
Yeah. So you're up.
All right, the next one I have on my list is another one that I know that you like as well. 2012's The Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yeah. I love this movie.
Great.
I love this movie.
It's in my top five for this decade. Basically, five friends go for a break at a remote cabin where they get more than they bargained for, discovering the truth behind the cabin in the woods. And so if you see a preview for this, you're like, oh, this is typical, mm-hmm. like a Friday the 13th type of bunch of college kids on vacation and all there's all hell to pay. But the twists that are in it and like what ends up happening and what's controlling these monsters. And then like even like the twist after that, yeah. like there's just a lot of stuff. And I know twists is a spoiler, but this movie's been out for 6 years.
It's been out for 6 years and written and directed by Drew Goddard, who's a Whedon guy who did a lot of work on Buffy. One of the things that I really appreciated about this movie is that there were times where it was just funny, like straight up funny.
Yeah, it was.
And you, like you said, take the cabin in the woods with like your stereotypical people and just flip it on its ear.
That was great.
And it was totally awesome. I would say a bit of a warm take. While I recognize that there are better horror movies on this list, this is my favorite. My favorite. Like if I had to watch one of these, I would be like, I'm watching that.
No, it's not. It's like, no, I said
it's my favorite of all of these. Well, I recognize that like Get Out is a better movie than Cabin in the Woods. I would prefer to watch Cabin in the Woods to most of these other movies.
See, I oftentimes blend best and favorite because if it's my favorite, I think it is the best. But I understand the distinction.
We'll get into that in a minute.
We sure will.
So the next one I want to bring up, and again, these are all great movies. If you haven't seen them, please do. I will bring up The Babadook.
So it's funny that you mentioned this.
Because you don't like this one either.
I don't. But you know who likes it even less than me?
Your wife.
My wife. Yeah, and who, by the way, and she knows that you like this movie. And she she was like, make sure you tell Ryan that I hated The Babadook.
She hated The Babadook. She hated another movie I'm going to mention in a little bit. She hated – basically, Katie and I don't have – we do not have compatible movie senses, which is fine.
She likes you, but not your opinions. It's very strange. I don't
know. You know why? I think it's because the difference between me and you is I'm not completely married to my opinions. I recognize that people – have different opinions than me. You're just like, no, you're fucking stupid.
I'm dug in.
Yeah.
No, but because your opinion carries a lot of weight. So when I'm trying to sell a movie and it doesn't work anymore because there's been too many of them where she just hates them. But I'm always like, well, Davey said this is good. She's like, all right, let's see it. And then we watched The Babadook. I definitely did not hate it.
Yeah.
I liked The Babadook more than A Quiet Place. But I didn't love it. But I know you liked it.
I did like it.
This one's available on Netflix right now.
Again, and it's like I think it's like families and kids, like little kids that like really messed me up. I think like Pet Sematary messed me up for like the longest time.
You
know, and I think it's just little kids who like go through like a trauma and like have to deal like they get, you know, that really. Woo. But anyway, that's enough of The Babadook. I know Katie hated it, so we'll stop talking about it.
So this one, this would round out my top. So my personal top five is The Conjuring, Don't Breathe, The Cabin in the Woods, Green Room, and then this one, which came out in 2016, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, like it didn't think that this – I thought this was going to be more sci-fi. It was not.
It had that element,
but your girl, again, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, just – kills it,
crushes it. Elizabeth Winstead, John Goodman, and the other dude. You put them in a bunker for an hour and a half, and the acting performances. That's the other thing we're getting more and more in horror movies is really good acting. Yep. Whereas like the 80s, it didn't really matter. It was like, oh, here comes Freddy or here comes Jason. But like you're getting serious acting performances in this one, including 10 Cloverfield Lane, which. Just the plot. After getting in a car accident, a woman is held in a shelter with two men who claim the outside world is affected by a widespread chemical attack. And you're watching it and you're like, is it true? Is it not true? What's going on? Now, this when they first wrote this movie, it was not in the Cloverfield universe. So they added that into it.
Yes.
Do you think that made it better or worse?
I think if it was just its own movie, it would have been a little bit better for me. Because in the end,
I like a shared universe.
I do, but in the end, it has nothing to do with that. Right.
I know. But it, well, it doesn't, because we, from watching the first Cloverfield movie, we know that there are monsters on Earth.
Yes. We do know. So, that.
But it definitely didn't need it. Like, I still would have liked the movie even.
Well, that's my point. Like, it didn't need that. Yeah. Like, it just felt like it was just like shoehorned in there at the end.
But then the other thing, and I guess, okay, so I guess spoilers on 10 Cloverfield Lane. If you haven't seen it, I guess skip ahead like a minute. My point would be, you're doubting John Goodman, but the fact that you know that it's in the Cloverfield Lane, like when he's saying like, oh, there's stuff out there, like he's right.
Yeah.
And like, don't you kind of know that because it's a Cloverfield movie?
Yeah, I mean, that's
but at the same time, they do such a good job, though, sort of towing that line as to being like, well, maybe he's still nuts. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he, maybe, I don't know.
And I guess that's it.
But I just feel like they kind of give it away.
I think it ruined a little bit of the mystique because you know that there's a huge monster out there somewhere. You know?
Right.
So, yeah. So rounding out, let's see, my top five. So I had Get Out. I had A Quiet Place. I had Green Room. Cabin in the Woods, and then Don't Breathe. But the other one, I would put a couple more in there. I'm going to say one, and we're not going to talk about it. I'm just going to mention it because I don't want to start a thing with you. Okay. I liked Hereditary. Okay. We're done. We're not mentioning it. I liked Hereditary. You didn't. Fine. But I would say what the one that... Two more that I'll mention. Honorable mentions. Zombieland.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, is that a horror movie?
Technically, it's a horror comedy.
All right.
So that's why it's in my honorable mention. And the last one, Let Me In, which was, I only mentioned Let Me In because the original is better, but Let Me In, the remake, the shot for shot remake, the American one came out in 2010. So I only mentioned Let Me In to say, see the first one because the first one's better.
Let the right one in.
Not Let Me In, but came Let the Right nine. One In is the better movie.
Right. Came out in 2009. Is better. Let Me In is on my list. Really good. Matt Reeves directed that, who directed the first Cloverfield.
And is directing.
And the Batman. Starring.
Who knows?
Could be anybody.
Not Ben Affleck. That's for goddamn sure. I have to get John in the gym. Hamm. If it's me, I got to get in the gym.
All right. I have a few other honorable mentions here, Ryan. And we can either discuss them or we can get onto other things. Sinister?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see Sinister? I thought it was pretty creepy as hell.
Pretty creepy until the end. So, it was one of the ones that kind of fell apart at the end.
I actually didn't mind the end. All right, so 2012, it was a washed-up true crime writer, Ellison Oswald, played by Ethan Hawke, finds a box of Super 8 home movies that suggests the murder he is currently researching is the work of a serial killer whose work dates back to the 1960s. And this was directed by Scott Derrickson, who did Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. And he also did The Exorcism of Emily Rose, which I actually liked.
It's a good movie, yeah.
I thought that was pretty good. But I liked Sinister. There's been sequels and everything else, but I would definitely highly recommend Sinister. What about Insidious? Did you like Insidious? That was the one, 2010,
no.
James Wan.
No, I didn't.
Okay, Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne. A family looks to prevent evil spirits from trapping their comatose child in a realm called The Further.
And I'll tell you.
This is the one where they're like, you know, rather than a house can be haunted, but like a person can be haunted.
But what I didn't like about this is I liked Patrick Wilson much more in The Conjuring than I did in this one.
Yeah.
And this suffered from like, okay, so we did the first one, but the second one is actually before the first one, and three is actually four, and four is actually three. Their sequels are all like out of order.
Yeah, I would take a shit on the sequels if you want. I'm just saying the first one I liked.
Yeah.
The first one I liked. It's not as good as The Conjuring, and they're both James Wan's. It's not as good, but it's worth, like, if you're trying to do 31 horror movies and 31 nights, mm-hmm. hypothetically, I would watch. I like Insidious. If you haven't seen it, I would check out Insidious.
Insidious is worth a watch, but it just
hauntings don't do it for me.
What did you think of Shutter Island?
I didn't care for it. And yeah. I have a good. It's not a good. It's a reason. It's not a good reason.
I did read.
I kind of like.
I did
it,
read the.
And
book.
I'm not a big Leonardo DiCaprio fan, but
I did read the book.
Okay.
And in the book, and this isn't a spoiler,
If you haven't seen Shutter Island by now, it's like 8 or 9 years old. You should probably see it.
No, that one came out in 2010. Yeah, go ahead.
There's like the puzzles that he has, like the way he pieces it together is much more involved. Like it doesn't just like, oh, by the way, that there's like things he does along the way. That's much more detailed that you couldn't do in the movie. You couldn't do it in a 2-hour movie. So I get it.
Well, this is one of those ones where it's literally, if you enjoyed the twist at the end, then you liked the movie. If you thought it was stupid, then you'd hate the movie. Yeah. That's kind of one of those too. Like that's another part of it. The other two I would mention, Black Swan,
which is tech. I've seen on a bunch of lists because I look at lists just to get an idea, and listed, it's listed as a horror movie because it's pretty
messed up.
I didn't care for it. Aronofsky, other than The Wrestler and one of his other, like Aronofsky can screw, you know.
What about Requiem for a Dream?
Like, that movie's good. Depressing, but like, you know.
Yeah. And The Wrestler was awesome.
Yeah. But he can kick rocks.
The Purge? Anything on The First Purge?
Like it.
Not The First Purge, but
the first one in sequence. Yeah. The Purge. Just The Purge. No, didn't like it.
All right. All right. What about like sleepers or sneaky good movies?
Sneaky good movies. Creep and Creep 2.
Boom.
Creep. They're on Netflix, sure. Duplass. The first Creep is way better than the second one, but the second one is still pretty good.
Way better.
Yeah.
Way better. The second one. So actually at work, I was telling, so Rossi saw the first one and liked it. And I was like, oh, the second one's good. He did not care for the second one. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe I should have put the proviso, not nearly as good, but I like the character. So I still personally liked Creep 2.
And the third one's coming up. It's a trilogy. So be on the lookout for that. Yeah, so I'm excited for that.
Could be a bounce back. Could be a bounce back.
So that's it. It's on Netflix, so please watch that movie.
Yeah, check that one out for sure. The sneaky good ones I have. We could have even mentioned this higher, but What We Do in the Shadows.
That's on my list too.
That's a horror movie, absolutely. Right?
That's a vampire movie.
So these ones are like bad movies, but like they're enjoyable movies. Would be The Babysitter on Netflix. Really stupid, but like fun. And then Piranha 3DD. Dude, it was actually pretty
funny. They're campy, they're fun. They're just, it's candy.
Yeah.
Like you watch that, whatever. The three that I have that you didn't mention that are my sleepers are the Evil Dead remake, which I thought was actually pretty well done. I did like that movie. You're Next,
I didn't see that.
It's good. So it's like basically, you know, the girlfriend comes to this family, you know, get together in this old house that they have. They have this, like, think of like Cabin in the Woods, but like a mansion. And these three people are just picking people off. And it's actually like some of the deaths in that movie are pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty. All right.
And the last one I'll mention, The Visit, the Shyamalan movie, The Visit, 2010.
Yeah, not bad. We talked about that. We did a whole M. Night Shyamalan movies episode. You can check that
out. Way better than you'd expect it to be.
It was a good bounce back for him. Like you don't think Split's a horror movie, right?
It has horror elements.
Cause I did.
It's got like that. You know what? It's a little bit more like, you remember Red Dragon, the movie Red Dragon? It's more like that. It's more like that than it is a horror movie.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you include Split, then I would put Split on my good list, but I don't know if it is. These are ones. What about, I guess you can either go overrated or worst, whatever you want to do here.
So I had a bunch of movies on here that people recommended to me or that were like very critically acclaimed that I watched and I was like, this sucks. First and foremost, I know you're going to agree with me on this one, was The Invitation.
Hated The Invitation. I'm glad you
agree. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I was expecting, I don't know what I was expecting with that movie, but not that.
Dario Naharis was in it though.
But like that was like
awful. Oh my god, I hated that movie.
They telegraphed the whole thing. You saw it coming. Like from the creepy video to like the people, like the weird people that like nobody knew were like at this point, like it was just a weird.
But like, did you care about any of the goddamn characters?
No, I didn't. None of them. They're all pricks. Like I didn't care.
Duh.
What do you got?
So these two are both to me overrated, but doesn't mean they're bad. So like I included Hereditary and A Quiet Place in there, but again, these two I actually liked more, but they got so hyped up. One would be the It remake. Not bad, but people went crazy when it came out, and we did an episode on that a while back. So again, that's one. Again, I actually kind of liked, but I thought it was just way overhyped. And then the other one actually was It Follows.
It Follows was good until it wasn't.
A bit of a slow burn.
I got the metaphor like right away.
Yeah.
And the scene in the pool, I won't give anything away, but that was.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Like, come on. I was like, come on.
That was
stupid. But so those are overrated.
And I have one more overrated one, which is like, I think last time I looked, it was like 92 on Rotten Tomatoes. And my wife and I watched it was The Witch. That movie.
Oh, so
sucked.
I think I started it and couldn't get going on it. It's like, that's a real slog.
It's like an hour and a half. It's like an hour and 40 minute movie and nothing happens until like the last 10 minutes.
That's nice. That's
and it's fun. Like, it's supposed to be like a slow burn. It's supposed to be like build tension. And you're just like, come the fuck on. Like they're talking to a goat like the whole time. Like it's like, Jesus.
Tom Brady?
No, it's like Black. I forget. It's not Black Adam. I want to say Black Adam. It's like, but it's not. They call it. They have a name for him. But it's just, it sucks.
The worst horror movies, and there's definitely ones I've just forgotten. Mm-hmm. They're so bad. Like a lot of like the remakes and stuff. But Rings.
Rings was bad. Rings was very bad.
Mm-hmm. Ouija. There was a Ouija movie. Actually, there was even a sequel to the Ouija movie. Yeah. They were both terrible. And The Woman in Black starring Harry Potter.
Yeah, that was one I had no feelings on that at all. I watched it. I'm like, okay. They get stuck out there. It's another one. You get stuck in the house, you know. You know which other one that sucked too was The Boy. Do you ever see The Boy? It was like the doll.
I did watch that.
Lauren Cohen from Walking Dead.
Lauren Cohen. Yeah, we watched that. It was not good. Yeah, it's a good call. That was not great. There's three that I want to see, and I don't know if they're any good or not. But the ones I want to see, there's a movie called Honeymoon, which came out in 2014, and it stars Ygritte from Game of Thrones. Mm. Yeah, you know Ygritte. So her and her husband are on their honeymoon, and they're like at like a
what's it called? What's it called?
Nowhere.
What's the movie?
It's called Honeymoon.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
So they were on their honeymoon.
I get it now. It's all falling together. It's coming together now.
The two of them, they got married, and it's a tradition, at least in the United States, maybe elsewhere, to go on what they call a honeymoon. And so they were out there, and they were together, and things, Ryan, were acting normal until they weren't. And so all of a sudden, she starts like acting kind of crazy. She also goes out. Like at one point, he loses her. She's out in the woods. He goes and finds her in the woods, then brings her back. You're like, what happened in the woods? Like, is this all in her mind? Is it somebody messing with her? So it looks nuts. Like it's, I don't know. I saw that. So I want to see that. The Lords of Salem. You might be shocked that I've not seen
that. You have not seen that movie. I am absolutely stunned.
I don't know why. Yeah. And then I don't know if it's good or bad. It could be terrible. It's on Netflix now, but Tusk, friend of the podcast, Kevin Smith's movie, Tusk.
Nope. The premise of that movie is just so absolutely stupid that I can't get behind it.
Did you see Red State?
Parts of it.
Red State's not bad, actually. Like it's kind
of, that's one of those ones.
It's kind of like
they Shyamalan'd him. Like they put that out and didn't tell anybody he directed it. You know what I mean? Like, found out like after that Kevin Smith directed that, you're like, oh,
John Goodman's really
that's
good
what people
in
tell
it.
Me. Another overrated movie that I forgot was Troll Hunter. Troll Hunter is actually really good. It's on Netflix if you want to check it out. Troll Hunter's good.
Okay.
Ones that I want to see, and I read this the wrong way when you gave me this. So these are movies that are coming out that I want to see. It 2. I obviously want to see It 2 because now the cast is incredible. I don't know if you've seen the cast of this movie. Incredible.
Yeah, it's like
spot on. Yeah. So that's good. New Mutants. I wish they just let the guy just make that movie where it was mutants, but it was like an insane asylum and it was like a horror movie. Like I wish that they just let that movie be made because I think that's an incredible idea. And then obviously Zombieland 2, I want to see, which it's shooting right now. It is in production right now. But the two that I'm dying to see, and one might surprise you. There is a Nicolas Cage movie coming out called Mandy.
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be like 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, people love it. And it's a horror movie.
It looks crazy.
It looks crazy.
They just let Nicolas Cage
just be Nicolas Cage.
Whatever
and it's like a post-apocalyptic thing.
Yeah.
I want to see that. And the movie that I want to see the most, because I have such a connection to it in my childhood, they're actually making a Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark movie. If it's animated and they get the same guy to draw it, Remember how fucking terrifying those
people were? Yeah, that would be.
I remember cool. Checking them out at the light. Like I checked it out at the library when I was in like fourth grade, and I didn't take it home. I refused to take it home. I didn't want the book in my house. I was so scared of those books. But I'm excited.
Like the Babadook.
Yeah. Like it would look just like that. Like if you ever saw those books as a kid and saw those illustrations that fucking guy did, like the watercolor, like black and white watercolor, like it was horrifying. Remember the one with the girl with the spider on her face and like the spider, like it has the.
I don't like that at all.
Not any good. But those are the ones I'm kind of looking forward to seeing.
Oh, Ryan, I missed it on my list. I didn't say Scream 4, did I?
I thought we were going to get away with it. I thought we were going to get through the episode without you mentioning the fact that Scream 4 came out in 2010.
Lest we not forget, it came out in 2011, Ryan, and it was 10 years have passed, and Sydney Prescott, who has put herself back together thanks in part to her writing, is visited by the Ghostface Killer. So they introduce a lot of young guns in this one.
What's the Ghostface Killer? What's he look like? I forget.
On twitch.tv/Armand. Scream 4 actually is a very good movie. It is. The beginning is incredible.
Here we go.
The beginning of Scream. You don't know what's going on. They have all these different characters, all these different actresses together. And you're like, are we watching Scream? Are we watching Stab? What are we watching here? It's a real tour de force early on. A way to show off some real acting chops by some of the actresses there that take part in it. Then you get into the movie. It's the younger the generation now. Sydney Prescott has grown up. She is 10 years removed from college, Ryan. She's an old head like you and I. So you have these high school kids played by Emma Roberts and Hayden Panettiere and others. And what it does – and Macaulay Culkin's little brother. They're all in this movie, and it's great. And it's very meta. They're taking what they're doing. Is Scream was way ahead of its time, and it was telling you stuff about – using cell phones. They weren't using cell phones in these other goddamn movies. Now they're using like GoPros and shit, and people are filming everything. It's really, go back and watch Scream 4 if you haven't seen it in a while. Or if you've never seen it at all, watch it right now. You've never seen Scream 4?
I've seen the first two Screams, and that's it.
So by popular, you've never seen the third Scream either?
Just, you want to end this right now?
I think I just answered my question. So the last week of Dorktober, we have an open slot.
Let's do it.
Scream. Now, here's the thing. If you want, we can do just Scream 1 because it's a classic. Or we can do the Scream franchise.
Let's do it. I'm in.
Yes.
I will do this for you.
Dude, what a treat for you. I wish I could go back in time and watch Scream 3 and 4
for the first time.
I wish.
You want me to live tweet it when I watch it?
Actually, what about this? We could even, I think 4 is on Netflix. We could even do like a live, we could watch it on Twitch.
I don't even care if I get banned at this point, right? Screw it.
No, but I mean, can't we watch it? We just tell people, hey, we started it right now, and then we just sort of watch it.
I tried that once. You know what? I think the issue was I tried it with fucking Luke Cage, and it didn't work.
Well, that's for the birds.
But what else we could do too is you and I can watch it, and I think I can just play the audio. I'm not sure.
But we can line it up and people can with Netflix.
We got three weeks to figure it out. You know? Yeah. So
we'll figure that out. But I like that very much. So anyway, Scream 4. I can't believe I forgot it. But go back and anything else on horror movies?
No, that's we gave you people a lot of horror movies to watch for show. So if you
check them out. For show, true. All right, Ryan, let's get to the pick of the podcast.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal.
I am taking the ball and running with it this week. I'll tell you why. I have not seen a minute of this yet, but I can tell you already it's going to be gold. My pick of the podcast this week, starting Friday, Big Mouth Season 2.
Boop, boop. Yep.
That's going to be amazing. Big Mouth Season 2. If you haven't seen any of the trailers yet, they're just going to pick up where they left off and just up it. We're just upping it. So...
That's pretty good. My pick of the podcast is also Netflix, and it was actually your pick of the podcast last week, but I went ahead and watched the whole thing. American Vandal Season 2 in the books. Very enjoyable.
Very good.
Turd Burglar. I would say not as good as Who Did the Dicks. I would say, would you say American Vandal season one is probably a 5 out of 6?
Oh yeah.
And season two is probably
a softer 5.
Maybe
I'd say a softer 5.
4.5.
This is a bit of a warm take. Warm take for me. Dicks are funnier than poop.
Yeah, I agree.
But not as funny as farts.
I agree. Like some of the stuff.
Farts are king.
That could be a new T-shirt. Yeah, for
farts
us.
Are king. Farts are king. And comedy is farts are the king. Farts, dork. Farts colon, kings of comedy. Original kings of comedy. Go make a shirt.
I would have to agree with you. I'd have to agree with you on that. But anyways, I would check that out. If you like the first season, watch the second one. It's pretty good. All right, Ryan, next week, hashtag Dorktober 3, Season of the Witch will roll on. It'll be our full review of the film Venom. And if you can't make it to the theaters this weekend, don't worry about it. It'll be spoiler-free to start. Then we'll get into spoiler full on Venom. Don't know how it's
going to
go.
You know what? I'm going to see it. I'm going into it
with an open mind, and I want to see certain things, and I hope I do. I hope there are certain things that happen. I hope the post I've told the post credit scene is worth sticking around for. So I have in my mind how that's going to go, and I hope it goes that way.
So we have time for a few questions. If you want to ask us some questions on Twitch right now, Ra, you can relay those to us. If we get some, I would say you can rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes. We appreciate that. And again, the reviews have been coming in nicely. Great to see. We read all of those. You can tweet us at Dork Podcast. And don't be afraid to use the hashtag Dorktober3 Season of the Witch. It's a little lengthy, but people can click on it. It's a good time. DorkPodcast@gmail.com is the email. Anytime you can shoot us an email, give us some movie recommendations for the month. That'd be great. Also, YouTube.com/DorkPodcast. We update videos at random times. And of course, Davey's Twitch page, twitch.tv/RVonD. All month long, he's going to be playing different spooky video games. Plus, we've been getting in the habit of recording these podcasts live, and if you are watching them, you can ask us questions at the end. Are there any, Ryan, that you want to get to?
Questions? Yeah. So people, we missed Hush. Hush is it's a good horror movie.
You like that one?
I did like it. Wasn't a favorite of mine. Okay. I like the idea that the it was like a random person just doing like a random thing. Like they didn't have any stories, like the killer's motive. I thought that was clever. But I think that's a half hour movie that they stretched out into like an hour and a half, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. What, better or worse than The Strangers?
I like The Strangers better. And actually some of my favorite horror movies that didn't make the cut just cause they weren't in the year were like Funny Games. Like I loved Funny Games. And those types of movies like The Strangers and Hush and whatever, like Funny Games is right. By far the superior movie.
Nah, they messed up.
And so we get another thing, George
Waterhouse,
very upset that we did not mention Black Ops 4. And I'll tell you why. Let me tell you a story, Richard.
It's a story.
Okay. We can shut the pod down and we can actually go into this because it's going to take me a little while. All right. Let me tell you a story, Richard.
Should I shut the pod down?
A young man.
All right.
Something bad happened to him. You know, there was an explosion, or maybe a brother or a father was a soldier and went down.
There was an explosion?
Yeah. Like, can you believe it? Like, And a terrorist attack. Jeez. A terrorist attack.
I don't like where this is going.
But the man survives. And he wakes up with a new result. He joins up into this branch of the army, and he figures out who did it, who got his family member or his best friend, or maybe both.
Which is it?
Maybe both.
Oh.
And.
Okay.
Six things happened in his life, and around the sixth time, around he goes on missions, and the sixth mission he comes across that bad guy who did that bad thing to him, and he almost kills him, but he doesn't.
Wait, did that thing to him, or did that thing to his best friend?
But then he almost gets the guy. He almost gets his revenge. He almost revenges him, but he misses his chance.
I do like vigilante justice. If
he misses his chance, and then.
Oh boy.
He misses the guy, but then he gets him again. And then the bad guy almost gets him, but there's a quick time event at the end. And he winds up saving the day, where you just have to press X at the right amount, right time, and you win the day. Which game did I just describe, Richard?
Banjo-Kazooie?
Wrong. I just described every single Call of Duty game that has ever been made. That's why I'm not hyped for Black Ops, because it's the same fucking story every single time. All it's right. a story of revenge. Right. It's a story of weird patriotism. And like, you blew up a small part of my country, so I'm going to blow up your whole country kind of thing.
Or the best line from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. It was a story of greed, sex, and murder.
That's exactly what it is. I liked Blackout. I liked the beta for Blackout. I'm not that excited. Yeah, I'm sure Black Ops 4 won't have a campaign, but I've been out on Black Ops and Call of Duty games since, let's see, '06 or '07. Whatever Modern Warfare 2 came out, that was the last one I played and enjoyed. Who are you nodding at?
Oh, my wife's down here.
Tell me to go watch the Baba Duke.
He said go watch the Baba Duke. All right, Ryan, let's wrap.
One that I should have realized not to listen to.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I could. Horror's maybe horror's not my thing.
He's mad, you forgot to mention
the movie Battle Royale. Great horror movie. Sorry, we end in the pod now.
All right. Yeah, another perfect episode. We'll be back next week with Venom.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.